On Wednesday morning, a mix of candidates for state office filed into the basement of the Barley House in Concord to participate in what's become a ritual for New Hampshire conservatives, signing an anti-tax pledge from the group Americans for Prosperity.
We've already got about 250 candidates, 250 people who've made a commitment to serve the state and the federal government, to serve the citizens of New Hampshire, who've already taken and given their commitment to improving our prosperity and improving our economic freedom by signing the AFP pledge.
That was Greg Moore, the director of New Hampshire's chapter of AFP. And since 2010, every major Republican running for governor has signed the pledge. That includes a vow to oppose tax increases, cut government spending, and fight against the Affordable Care Act, including Medicaid expansion. But this year, things are a little different. Two of the four Republican candidates for governor, State Representative Frank Edelblut and State Senator Jeanie Forrester, were quick to sign on. Both have been eager to tout their support for AFP.
I think it's important for any candidate to put on record the things that they believe in so that people who are voting for them will know what's important to them. And so taking this pledge just reflects the things that are important to me.
I believe it's very helpful. And every time I go out and talk to folks about it, I tell them I have taken the pledge in the past and I will this time, and I have.
But two other Republican candidates, Manchester Mayor Ted Gatsis and Executive Councilor Chris Sununu, are holding back. At a debate in Windham last month, Gatsis said he was concerned about what the AFP pledge would mean for the future of the state's Medicaid expansion.
I certainly will look at it, but there are things on there that I believe that as a state, when we talk about getting rid of Obamacare, we better have a solution to that problem, because 46,000 people will be going to the emergency rooms again, and all of us are going to pay for the increase on health insurance.
Sununu, who did sign the pledge when he ran for executive councilor in 2014, echoed Gatsis at that debate.
I too agree with the vast majority within that pledge, but I'll actually agree with Ted on this one. I believe in repealing Obamacare. I believe we need better solutions, but we better be smart about how we do those solutions and what we come across with.
Both the Gatsis and Sununu campaigns said Wednesday that their candidates' positions hadn't changed since that time. Other candidates who showed up for the ceremonial signing on Wednesday were Congressman Frank Ginta and congressional candidate Jim Lawrence. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.